You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. This is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for this day, for this time. We thank you, O God, for what you are doing, Lord God. We thank you just for your presence. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your keeping power. We thank you for your loving kindness. We thank you, O God, for your long-sufferingness. Yes. We thank you, O God, for who you are. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you, O God, for your hand on our lives. We thank you, O God, for your sovereignty. We thank you, O God, for your omniscience. You are all knowing. We thank you, O God, for your omnipresence. We thank you, O God, that we are able to seek you, O God. We thank you, O God, for receiving us. We thank you for receiving our worship on this day. We thank you, O God, for receiving our praise. We thank you, O God, for receiving ourselves a living sacrifice unto you, holy and acceptable. We thank you, O God, that where we are gathered in your name, we thank you for your presence. We thank you, Holy Spirit. Yes, we acknowledge you, Holy Spirit. We thank you, Jesus, our Lord and Savior. We thank you, God, our Father. We thank you, hallelujah. We thank you for what you're doing. We thank you for how you are moving. We thank you, oh God, that you are moving even when we don't detect you. We thank you, oh God. Welcome to Thank You, Jesus' Hour of Prayer. Hallelujah. We are entering his gates with thanksgiving. That's what the Bible tells us to do in Psalms 100. Hallelujah. To enter his gates with thanksgiving and enter his courts with praise. And so we're entering in, giving thanks. Hallelujah. Ah, Hosanna, Hosanna, hallelujah. We cry to you. We let our voice, we lift our voice unto you. Hallelujah. We thank you, O God. Psalm 77 in verse 1 says, I cried unto God with my voice, even unto God with my voice, and he gave ear to me. We thank you that you are giving ear to us. We thank you that you are attuning your ear to us. We thank you, oh God, that you are turning your eyes to us, your heart to us. Oh, we thank you for opening your hand unto us. Oh, we thank you that as we open our mouth to give you praise. Oh, we thank you, oh God. We thank you, oh, hallelujah, for life and life more abundantly. Yes, we are thanking you for life in life more abundantly. Some of us may not feel like we're in life more abundantly, but God, we're going to thank you because your word says, and we stand at your word. We stand at your word. Your word says in John 10:10 that you come that we may have a life and life more abundantly. So God, we thank you for life in life more abundantly. Oh, we declare and decree life and life more abundantly is our portion. Oh, we declare and decree joy is our portion. Oh, hallelujah. We thank you, oh God, for life and life more abundantly. And since life and life more abundantly is our inheritance, ah, yes, shotoyo, we thank you that peace, peace comes with that life and life more abundantly. Oh, we receive our peace on this day. We protect our peace on this day. We thank you, oh God, for putting a shield of peace around us, a shield of peace around our minds. Oh, we thank you, oh God, for life and life more abundantly. And as you give us life and life more abundantly, that entails our soul to be restored. That entails, as you give us life and life more abundantly, that entails our soul is preserved. Come on, somebody. That entails, hallelujah, that our soul, hallelujah, is healthy. Let our soul be healthy. Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, we pray for health in our body, but what about health in our soul? Oh, let our soul, how about this? As you have come to give us life and life more abundantly, let our soul long for you, oh God. Oh, my soul longeth for you. Ah, yes, hallelujah. Psalm 84 and 2, it says, my soul longeth, yea, even fainteth for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh crieth out for the living God. My heart is crying out for you, oh God. Oh, my flesh, let it cry out. Let our flesh cry out for you, oh God. Mm-hmm. How about this? Let my flesh cry out for you, not because it's not only when it's broken, not only when it's afflicted, not only when it's diseased, hallelujah, not only when it seems to be failing me, not only when it seems to be leading me astray, but let my flesh, hallelujah, be aligned with faith. Let my flesh be pleasing and crying out to you. Let our flesh be crying out to you and serving you. And submit it to you. Oh, yes, Lord. Glory be yanda. Hallelujah. You have come that we may have life. Mm-hmm. Ooh, and life more abundantly. Now, if you come that we may have life and life more abundantly, that means that you have to teach us your way, oh God. Let us be teachable. Oh, let us be teachable. Let us be teachable. Somebody says that means humility. Somebody said that means meekness. Oh, Lord, let us be teachable. Let us be pliable. Let us be willing to get back on the potter's wheel. Let us be willing to sit on that potter's wheel, that even some of the things forsake some of the areas and the things that we all know so well. We know all so well. But you're saying, in that area, I need to teach you. In that area, I need to relearn you. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yes, Lord. Ooh, Lord. You've come that we may have life and life more abundantly. Ooh, life and life more abundantly. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We thank you for the promise of life and life more abundantly. Some of us are feeling like that we're at dead ends, oh God. Breathe your resurrecting power. Let us experience your resurrecting, life-giving, life-fueling, life-enhancing, life-producing power and ability. Overtake us, oh God. We need life and life more abundantly. Life and life more abundantly. May life and life more abundantly be our vision. May life and life more abundantly be that which we speak. May life and life more abundantly be that which we do, which means, God, enter into our habits and our lifestyle, that anything that is a style that is not producing life and not producing good fruit, hello, somebody, hallelujah, Rebasaya, and not producing pleasing fruit unto you. Yes, Lord. Oh, enter in, oh God. Oh, have your way, oh God. Oh, we submit and surrender. Make known to us the habits and the lifestyles that are not life-giving and life-producing and life-enhancing and life-birthing styles. We want our lifestyle to be a godly lifestyle. May our lifestyle be a God-pleasing lifestyle. May our lifestyle be a God-directed lifestyle. Ooh, may our lifestyle, hallelujah, rebo ondia, be a Holy Spirit led lifestyle. May our lifestyle be stylish unto you. May our lifestyle be heaven on earth. Yes, Lord. May our lifestyle, hallelujah, may our lifestyle be one where we are taking on your yoke and learning from you, for you are meek and lowly of heart. So let us have a meek lifestyle and a lowly of heart lifestyle. Oh, in a gentle lifestyle, in a wise lifestyle, in a forgiving lifestyle. Oh, hallelujah. A forgiving 70 times 7 lifestyle, to be more specific. Oh, God. Desire you, panting for you, hungry for you, thirsty for you. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Let our lifestyle, oh Lord, be one of worship. Let us have a worship lifestyle and a praise lifestyle. Oh glory, that no matter what rises up and no matter what comes up against us and no matter who says what and no matter who does what, oh, I have a praise lifestyle and I have a worship lifestyle and I have a faith filled and a faithful and a steadfast lifestyle. And I have a lifestyle that I speak to those things that are not as though they are lifestyle. Oh, you have come that we may have a life and life more abundantly. Let that life and life more abundantly overtake our physical bodies. Your life and life more abundantly overtake our mental, lebasataya, our mentality. Oh, let your life and life more abundantly overtake our thoughts. Ooh, we need your presence, yes. Let your life and life more abundantly wash us. Ooh, purify us. Ooh, consecrate us. Yes, life and life more abundantly. Wash through our homes. Wash through and get it in order. Wash the chaos away. Wash the strife away. Wash the anger away. Wash the bitterness away. Wash the depression away. Wash the sadness away. Wash the unforgiveness away. Wash the pride away. Wash the unrighteousness away. Wash, hallelujah, Rasakia. Okay, Holy Spirit, wash the fornication away. Wash, ayakarabosondia, basandaya. Let it wash unbelieving away. Wash the doubt away. Wash, okay, Holy Spirit, the gluttony away. Wash, Wash the cursing away. Wash our tongues. Hallelujah. Wash, oh, wash. Wash our souls. Yes. Wash us, oh God, with your living water. Wash us, oh God. Yes, Lord. Wash us. Hallelujah. Wash us, hallelujah. Oh, wash us, blot out our iniquities. Wash us, oh God. Wash us, oh God. Wash the heaviness away. Wash the downtroddenness away. Wash the worry away. Wash the stress away. Oh, wash us, oh God. Ooh, I'm reminded right now, hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Holy Spirit. I'm reminded right now, hallelujah. Jesus, wash the disciples' feet. Wash their feet to prepare them. Wash their feet, hallelujah, to prepare them. For the new era of walking with Jesus, for the new time of walking with Jesus, for the new that they're going to be entering into. Jesus preparing them. We thank you for washing us and preparing us for where you're ordering our feet. Hallelujah. Washing us and preparing us. Wash our feet, oh God. Yes, we need to be washed by you. Ooh, yes, Lord, let us be washed by you. Yes, let us submit to the washing, even if it feels uncomfortable. Yeah, let us submit to the washing that you're doing. Even if it doesn't necessarily feel all that good. Let us submit to the washing. More God, for the new places and the new things that you're preparing us for, the new ventures. Yes, oh God. Wash us that we may be able to receive the new wine. That is not coming in old wineskin. Wash us, oh God, that we can receive the new that you're doing. Hallelujah. It's going to take you, hallelujah, to enable us to receive grace, for us to receive and catch the new that you're doing. Let us not get caught up in the old. Oh, yes, Lord. Let us not get caught up in the old that we miss the new way. Let us not get caught up in the old, hallelujah, resaya, that we even grieve the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, because there's a new worship that is being demanded of us and being commanded of us, a new prayer being called out of us. Yes, oh God, a new way we even study and seek you. Oh God, prepare us for the new. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Let us be prepared for the new places and the new things. Oh God, we thank you for the new and whatever that may look like to you, oh God. For some of us, the new may be going back and picking up something that we set down. God, let us not miss it and grieve it because of our own thinking. So let's step into a place of trust, and let us step into a place of leaning not on our own understanding, but your understanding being our portion. Oh, my God, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Let your will, yes, your will be done. Your will, his will, is a life and life more abundantly will. So if the things is not aligning with a life and life more abundantly, and the feelings and the situations is not aligning, oh yes, hallelujah, show us your will. Speak to us your will. Let us grab hold to your will. My God, we thank you for your will being done in our lives. It is your will that we be whole. It is your will that we be blessed. It is your will that we be healed. It is your will that we prosper. It is your will, hallelujah, for us to pray. It is your will to remain steadfast, for us to remain steadfast. It is your will, hallelujah, for us to walk by faith and not by sight. It is your will for us to lean on you. It is your will, hallelujah, for us to submit and surrender to you. It is your will. It is your will that we be fruitful and multiply. It is your will that we produce. It is your will that we marry. It is your will that we give birth. It is your will. It is your will. Oh, that we have life and life more abundantly. It is your will for us to be blessed so that we can be a blessing. It is your will, hallelujah, that we be lenders and no more borrowers. Oh, it is your will that we be the head and not the tail. It is your will that we be set above and not beneath. It is your will to lift us up out of and call us up out of and speak a word that'll resurrect us from the dry place, the lacking place, the dead place, the stagnant place, the still place, the stuck place, being between a rock and a hard place, the toss to and fro place, the robbing Peter to pay Paul place. Oh, it is your will to lift us up out of, and I thank you that you are lifting us up out of that place, lifting us up out of, hallelujah. And I also thank you, oh God, for causing us to discern and recognize the places that you set us in to say, in this place, I want you to apply faith. In this place is built for your faith. Yeah. Yes, Lord. This place is built for your faith to be worked, for your faith to be increased. Yes, God. Yes, Lord. It is your will. This in this place. Yeah, see, I want to teach you how to walk with me, trusting me, even when it looks dead. Even when it looks dry, even when it looks impossible, especially when it looks that way. Oh, it is your will that we trust you no matter what it looks like on the earth. I'm reminded of how you brought Ezekiel into the valley for him to prophesy. For him to see and have a very intimate encounter and experience with you. Some of the places, some of them. See, we need your discernment to know and understand, but some of the places are built and designed and hand designed and handmade by you for us to have intimate and a very much private encounter and exchange with you. It is your will that we function like you, Jesus. Mm-hmm. You said in your word that the same things I did, you're able to do also. It is your will. It is your will. It is your will that we're able to speak to the storms and rebuke them and see them cease. Oh, it is your will. Hallelujah. It is your will that we're able, hallelujah, to speak to the mountain and command it to be thou removed out of our life and cast into the sea. And that what we speak in alignment with you shall come to pass. It is your will. That we're not, I'm not speaking out of my own desire, out of my own willy-nilliness. No, I'm speaking out of your will. And so thus, it is not me that's speaking, but God that's speaking. Yes, I'm reminded of Adam in Genesis when God gave him an assignment. Oh, shandebos, shandabasataya. Yes, God gave Adam an assignment. And God told Adam. In verse 19, in chapter 2, verse 19, it says, out of the ground, the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. God gave Adam an assignment, not to be daunting. The assignment Adam could have felt too inadequate or small for the assignment. But see, the intimate, he was operating from the intimate place with God, right? The intimate place with Adonai, the intimate place with Abba Father. Let us operate from the intimate place with God, that we don't hesitate in moving by faith. We don't hesitate or get easily daunted by a situation or a thing or a circumstance that we were not expecting. Hallelujah. Adam was speaking out of the will of God. And that's why the names that Adam gave, they were so. Ooh, and I thank you, Holy Spirit, because then in verse 20, my eyes grabbed hold of, but for Adam, there was not found a helpmeet for him. And in this time, in our time of prayer, hallelujah, whatever is not found, whatever is missing in our life, whatever, even in that place of prayer, that we got to pray in that place. Lord God, I thank you that you are providing in that place, that you are adding in that place, that you are moving in that place that is no longer a thing where we can notice it's lacking, but it's filled, but it's provided, but it's given unto us. As we are operating in your assignment, and notice that God may have us operating in the assignment, and there's still areas that need to be tended to by God in our life. But what we're going to do is we're going to focus on doing the assignment that God has given us, fulfilling the assignment that God has given us, and take our eyes off of what we don't have, and take our eyes off of what we don't want, and take our eyes off of what we want. Oh, come on, somebody. Somebody say, the Lord is my shepherd and I lack nothing. The Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. I'm going to take my eyes. I'm going to take my heart. I'm going to take my full self, my mind, and I'm going to shift it to fulfilling the assignment in this season. And I'm going to let God tend to, and we're going to let God tend to that which is missing, that which is lacking, that which we are desiring, that which we are hoping for, that which is bringing us discouragement, that which is causing us to cry at night, that which is causing us to stay up late, that which is bothering us, that which is causing us to be tossed to and fro, that which is causing us to be restless, that which is stressing us out, that which is worrying us, that which has us burdened, that which has us bound. Oh, I'm going to trust you to attend to it as I attend to your assignment, God, as I attend to your business, God, as I attend to you, as I get into my corner and I worship. I'm going to let you, as I turn my back to the things, yes, as I turn my back to face you, Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, I'm gonna turn my back. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. It reminds me of Hezekiah in the Bible in Isaiah chapter 38. Yes, we're turning our back to I'm turning because in order as a result of me turning my face to the wall, as a result of me turning my face to God, as a result of me turning my face, hallelujah, to the place. Prayer. It's causing me to turn my back to the bad news, turn my back to that which can drown me and get me out of character, and get me in doubt, and get me in unbelief, and get me in strife, and get me in toil. What I'm gonna do, like Isaiah is in Isaiah chapter 38, verse 2. Starting at verse 2, it says, "Then Hezekiah turned his face toward the wall and prayed unto the Lord." After he got a death sentence, come on, somebody, hallelujah! Ooh, shataya. He got some bad news. He got some unexpected news. He got some hurtful news. Yes, he got some unsightly news. He got some news. Hallelujah. It says in verse 1, "In those days was Hezekiah sick unto death, and Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amoz, came unto him and said unto him, Thus saith the Lord, set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live." And the news came from and it even came from the Lord. But look what Hezekiah did in verse 2. Hallelujah. Hezekiah turned his face toward the wall and prayed unto the Lord and said, "Remember now, O Lord, I beseech thee, how I have walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart, and have done that which is good in thy sight." And Hezekiah wept sore. Then came the word of the Lord to Isaiah, saying, "Go and say to Hezekiah, Thus saith the Lord, the God of David thy father, I have heard thy prayer, I have seen thy tears. Behold, I will add thy days 15 years, and I will deliver thee and this city out of the hand of the king of Assyria, and I will defend this city." Oh, as a result of Hezekiah's posture, he turned in the face of the difficult news, he turned his face to the wall and prayed. What we're doing in this season? Yeah, in the midst of all of the things and the noise, and the news, and with the happenings and the not happenings, we're turning the wall and we're praying unto the Lord. That's what I'm gonna do. I'm not even gonna think about it. I'm gonna turn my face to the wall and I'm gonna pray. I'm not even gonna respond. I'm gonna turn my face to the wall and I'm going to pray. I'm not even gonna give it my energy. I'm gonna turn my face to the wall and I'm going to pray. I'm not even gonna give it my attention. I'm gonna turn my face to the wall and I'm gonna pray. I think I'm talking to myself right now. I think I'm preaching and ministering to me. I'm not even, ooh, shatabosia. When our inclination and our we have some of us, okay, maybe it's me. Maybe I'm exposing me. We have a propensity to put my mouth on it. And I need to say something. I need to say something because this ain't right. And I need to say something to defend myself. I'm going to turn my face to the wall and I'm going to pray. And what I'm going to do, as like even as we read, God said, "I will deliver thee and this city out of the hand of King Assyria, and I will defend this city. I will deliver you. I will defend you. I will speak for you. I will let it be known that you belong to me. And so ain't no playing and no just mishandling my child. That's what we're going to do. Listen. With the feelings still being the feelings, I'm going to turn my face to the wall and I'm going to pray. Oh, yes, sir. With the pain being the pain, the way the pain is paining, I'm going to turn my face to the wall and I'm going to pray. Oh, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. In the depressed place, I'm going to turn my face to the wall and I'm going to pray. Oh, in the midst of the darkness, I'm going to turn my face to the wall and I'm going to pray. Oh, and we're going to see God be the light and shine the light in the midst of the dark. Oh, in the place of I don't know how it's going to happen, I'm going to turn my face to the wall and pray and let God do the happenings and let God make it happen. Oh, in the midst of the no way, the seeming like I didn't walk with God right into a no way, I'm going to turn my face to the wall and pray and see him make a way. I don't know. Wait. In the midst of the ashes, I'm going to turn my face to the wall and I'm going to pray and see him give me beauty. Oh, in the midst of the grief and the trauma, I'm going to turn my face to the wall and I'm going to pray and see him heal and experience him heal in the depths of the thing like I never thought would be possible. Yes, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. In the midst of the feeling of loss and confused, I'm going to turn my face to the wall and I'm going to pray. Yes. And in that place, better believe 100% we're going to see God. 100% we're going to experience God. 100% he's going to defend. 100% he's going to avenge. 100% he's going to lift us up. 100% hallelujah, rebo sutia, we're going to get the victory. 100% it's going to turn our favor. 100% favor will be our portion. 100% yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I'm going to turn my face to the wall. And I'm going to pray and see life and life more abundantly happen on all sides, on every side. In the midst of needing, in the midst of the needs, we got needs, we got a list, a laundry list of needs. In the midst of all the needs, I'm going to turn my face to the wall and I'm going to pray and I'm going to pray and we're 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 going to pray and I'm not going to stop praying till I see God move and I'm not going to stop praying, hallelujah, until God taps me on the shoulder and says, you can get up. You're in the promise now. You can get up. It's solved now. You can get up. I'm not going to stop praying until this weight and this heaviness is lifted off of me. I'm not going to stop praying, hallelujah, resaya, until these chains fall off. I'm not going to stop praying. Now I'm being reminded of Paul and Silas. Come on, somebody. Paul and Silas in Acts. They didn't. Okay, hold on. Let me just turn to it. They didn't stop. They didn't stop worshiping. Shatia. Hallelujah. They didn't stop worshiping until God moved. Let's see. Okay, let's see. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh my God. Let me see. Somebody say, let me see. see. Let me see. Let me see. Okay, in Acts chapter 16. Listen, in the midst of being beaten, they was beaten unjustly. In the midst of the unjust play, you know what my response is? I'm gonna turn to the wall and I'm gonna pray. Some of the responses will not feel like this. Don't feel right. This feel like I need to do something. Oh, trust. We doing something. We calling on heaven. Come on, somebody. We calling on heaven. We calling on heaven. I'm calling on heaven. I'm calling on heaven. As we call on heaven, not only is something happening externally, but things are happening internally also. It's happening materially and immaterially. It's happening tangibly and intangibly. Okay, look. Verse 23 says, okay, well, verse 22 says, and the multitude rose up together against them. And the magistrates rent off their clothes and commanded to beat them. And when they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into prison. Okay. Did they deserve this? Mm-mm. In the midst of, I didn't deserve this. I'm gonna turn my face to the wall. And I'm gonna pray in the midst of. I'm not gonna allow this to make me bitter. I'm gonna turn my face to the wall and I'm gonna pray. In the midst of the rejection, I'm gonna turn my face to the wall and I'm gonna pray. And see acceptance and see God accept. And see God cause me to be accepted and see God. Okay. And charging the jailer to keep them safely, who having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast in the stocks. Yes. In the midst of the bound place, I'm gonna turn my face to the wall. Are these responses that make sense according to the natural, according to the earth, according to the way man handles things? Absolutely not. So be prepared. This don't make sense. This don't seem like this is what I should be doing. In the midst of needing the job and needing, I'm gonna turn my face to the wall and I'm gonna pray. And I'm gonna get up from that prayer place and then or go out from that place. Yes. And do from that place and work my faith from that place. But I'm gonna turn my face to the wall. That's the first thing I'm gonna do and pray. And at midnight, Paul and Silas, here we go. Yes, we talked about they did not stop praying, they did not stop praising until I'm not gonna stop until God says, and lets it be known. Okay, we can stop. We on the, to the next phase. We on to the next stage. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately, there's a suddenly and immediately that is in the place of our praying and the praising and the worshiping. And I'm not going to stop praying, and I'm not going to stop praising, and I'm not going to stop worshiping. And what I'm going to do and get better at is learning to pray and praise and worship in the unsightly, undesirable, unfair, hallelujah, environments. Amen. I'm not letting any more the environments and the atmospheres and the things on this earth and the people on this earth to dictate whether I pray and whether I praise and whether I worship. God's getting my attention and not the problem. Hallelujah. Let's give our attention to the problem solver and not the problem. Let's give our attention to the healer and not the disease. Let's give our attention into the mender of the broken hearts and not to the thing in the area that broke the heart. Let's give our attention to Yahweh, the miracle worker. The prison was shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened and everyone's bands were loosed. We'll stop right there for in this moment. But they didn't stop praying, and they didn't stop praising, and they didn't stop worshiping. Until there was a call, until they heard from heaven. I'm not stopping until I hear from heaven. And then that's just going to catapult me into a new way of praying and worshiping, in a new degree of praying and worshiping. I'm not stopping. That is my response. That is our behavior until we hear from heaven. Yep. In that marriage place, in that problem place, in that divorce place, in that whatever that gave us a promise on the thing, and then it turned the opposite. I'm not going to stop until I hear. We're not stopping until we hear from heaven. We're not stopping, Lord. Our response is you, Lord. May you become our auto response. You are our response. We're looking to you. We're trusting you. We're hoping in you. Our faith is you. In Jesus' name. May the Lord bless you, keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, lift his countenance toward you, and give you his peace. In the Hebrew tongue, Yaverekeka Adonai Vishmerecha, Ya'er Adonai Panavalacha Viko Neka, Yisa Adonai Panavalacha Veyasim Lacha Shalom. God bless you. We're not stopping. Our response is returning to the wall and we're praying. That's our response. Amen. With God. With God, with God, all things are possible. In Jesus' name, God bless you. Amen.
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA.